Palestinians have marked 75 years since the Nakba, also known as the catastrophe. That's when hundreds of thousands of Palestinians were forcibly expelled from their homes to make way for the establishment of the State of Israel. As Nita Ibrahim reports from the occupied West Bank, people there marked the day with protests and cultural events.
75 years of waiting inspired this artwork. Palestinian artists are using new mediums to talk about their history and their future. More than 20 Palestinian and international artists participated in this exhibition organized on the anniversary of the Nakba. The day in 1948 when hundreds of thousands of Palestinians were forcibly displaced from their land so the State of Israel could be created.
You're saying even if they moved away from the refugee camp, they're still refugees.
Yeah, and that's why you see this, the sign of infinity. It's like eight, because it's ongoing Nakba.
Mohammed Sabahne organized this event. For years, he's been using art to highlight Palestinians' daily struggles under Israeli occupation.
I refuse to portray the Palestinian reality as an alternative narrative. It's our reality versus their propaganda. Sometimes we think the world knows our story, but they don't. Comics are one of the tools to reach them. Israelis have made it into international studios like Marvel with comics and managed to take Israeli superheroes global.
While first and second generation refugees could not return home, many people here are pinning their hopes on younger Palestinians.
I have a very strong belief in this generation. They're very stubborn. They'll do anything for their rights. They're stronger than our generation. For them, Palestine is historic Palestine.
In Ramallah, a demonstration took place in the city center.
Thousands of people are gathering here today, and they say no matter how much time has passed since the Nakba, they will continue fighting for their rights.
Palestinians mark yet another year of displacement, another year under occupation, and yet another affirmation of rights that seem to exist only in words and not on the ground. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, Ramallah, the occupied West Bank.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas commemorated Nakba at the UN on Monday and called for Israel to be suspended from the international body. It was the first time the General Assembly officially recognised the event. Kristen Salumi reports from UN headquarters in New York.
Palestinians showed off their culture and their resolve at the United Nations on Monday when, for the first time ever, the General Assembly acknowledged the Nakba. The forcible displacement of 750,000 Palestinians in 1948 resulted in the UN's first and longest-standing refugee crisis and one of its most intractable conflicts. Historians took note of the event.
I think it's symbolically important that the United Nations mark what became a tragedy for the Palestinian people, which was in part a result of an action taken by the United Nations. There is still a narrative that's pervasive in the American media and in American politics, whereby these things are somehow covered by Israel's security. But that margin is growing narrower and narrower. And on the international level, I think it's really about to disappear.
Israel called the event anti-Semitic and encouraged other countries not to take part.
This biased organization is distorting its own history. I'm working to ensure that member states understand that attending this despicable event means destroying any chance of peace by adopting the Palestinian narrative calling the establishment of the State of Israel a disaster.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas addressed the gathering for an hour and called out the United States and Britain for continuing to protect Israel with their veto power in the Security Council.
They took part in rendering our people victims when they decided to establish another entity in our historic homeland for their own colonial goals and objectives. Israel would not have continued its hostilities and aggression without the support it receives from these two countries.
To this day, Palestine does not enjoy the rights of a member state here at the United Nations, and two key Security Council resolutions were never implemented. One creating two states, Israel and Palestine, side by side. The other establishing a right of return for Palestinians to their homeland. Abbas said Israel's acceptance as a member state was conditioned on those two resolutions and should be revoked. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.
As Palestinians were preparing to mark the Nakba, Israeli forces shot and killed a Palestinian man during a raid in Nablus in the occupied West Bank. A funeral was held for 22-year-old Salah Sabra. The Israeli military said people had hurled rocks and explosives and fired at its forces. More than 150 Palestinians have been killed in the occupied territory so far this year.